It is time now for our weekly conversation with Thorin Christendotter and Main Street Magazine. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine for free pickup throughout the tri-state region and also on their website, which is mainstreetmag.com, but not this morning on the website because of mainstreetmag.com, as we here in the cyber world know, every once in a while, the networking goes crazy and things don't work right. Good morning, Thorin. I never hit this. You're telling me I never hit this. There you are.
Hello.
Hello. I just did a big introduction for you and everything, and I had forgot to hit call.
Yeah, I was waiting for the call.
Well, I had a real rotten day yesterday, and today is starting off only slightly better.
Well, hey, we'll take slightly better. I'm under the weather, but I'm slightly better today, too, so I apologize for the scratchy voice.
That's all right. My voice was scratchy this morning, too, but that's because I decided to eat. I made some Kung Pao soup yesterday, and I decided to finish it up this morning. And
that's one way to start the day.
Well, it's taken my voice, which is normally used to soda or coffee, not quite used to the Kung Pao early this morning. But anyway, as I said, the Main Street Magazine site is not operating right now.
Yeah, we're having some great tech difficulties. We're hoping to get it resolved today.
That's right. So anyway, I guess I'll let you take the lead. But I mean, this issue this month, it was all about the Earth and Earth Day and things like that. But let's talk about a little bit what you might have planned for next month.
Well, as a lot of our readers may know, May is always our transportation issue, and I think, oh gosh, is it our fifth or sixth year doing it? But it's a really popular issue with a lot of our readers, and we don't go with the quote-unquote traditional forms. It's not just cars, or you know, we've had airplanes. Last year we had a real estate feature was about airports that were for sale. So this year we have quite the mixture of stories coming up that I've been working on, laying in, and our writers have just gone above and beyond yet again and have brought some great variation of stories to this one. And it's going to be a big issue, too. We have some new advertisers in, so we had to go up in page count at the last minute. So that's always a fun thing.
Well, it's always, when you look ahead to the next month, to the automobile issue, the nice thing about looking, we are only about, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks away from May. That's the amazing thing to me.
That's the scary part too.
well, for you especially, that's right, because you've got the magazine to put out. But you know, when we record some shows here with local people, and what we do is some of the shows are a minute and a half to 5 minutes, 6 minutes long, and we record them early. So like this week, I recorded a series of shows that's going to start in May, and it's strange because when I finish recording them and I edit them and put them together, it makes me feel one step closer to May. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I'm not, I come back to reality the next day and realize, well, no, you know, that's just something I did that's gonna start in the first week of May. So I can understand how that works. Now, my question to you is, and this is something that I don't know. I mean, I have done interviews now. What's going on in Millerton with the police department and with the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office? Is this something that that you're finally eventually going to do a big spread on?
We will see. I actually met with Mayor Jen Nijek, I think it was last week, and she just, you know, personally told me what was going on with it. And you know, I'd heard some things around town from different people, but basically what they're trying to do is putting it to a vote to see what they can do about, you know, getting rid of the village department and just hiring out the Dutchess County Sheriff's Department to come and take over kind of patrolling and being the police in Millerton. There, she pointed out many of the positives, a couple of the negatives. For example, you know, I think she said there are two or three of the sheriffs who actually live within the town of Northeast. So in case there is an emergency there, we have some residents right there. It would be for the village, the liability would be a lot less, like the insurance portion. So there were, you know, a lot of positives from her perspective. And she said that, you know, the negatives are these, you know, handful of things. But she said it's interesting to hear people's opinions about it and how they feel about it. And that's what they've been doing lately, is listening to the community and the different people in the village, who, whether they are in official capacity or not, and how they feel about it. So they've been, you know, trying to figure out what's the best thing for the community.
You know, what's interesting about what's going on there is I did a long interview with Jen and a couple of the village board members, a couple of the trustees, and I saw the post on Facebook right away where people get very get upset about hearing about getting rid of the police department, and a lot of people were posted, I don't know, a lot. I saw about 10 posts from people saying this should be put up to a vote. And what I reminded people is that the village board is going to hold this public hearing. The village board can decide to vote yes on this, okay? They can decide to vote no on it. If they either way, whichever the way they vote, yes or no, the public then has a right to petition. It's not hard to do. I've done it over here in Connecticut. The public has a right to petition, and the public will vote on it. Right. And I think that's what's going to happen. I, no matter what the village board decides to do, I think, whether it's yes or no, I think that there will be a petition, and I think that there'll be a public vote. And there should be a public vote, to be quite honest with you, on something like this. But I heard a lot of good points when I interviewed them. And then I've also read some letters from people where I've seen some good points on their side.
Of course.
It's, you know, what the public should not worry. They will have a chance to vote on this, whether it's yes, we're going to bring in the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, or no, we're going to keep our own police department. I think people have to realize they do have and will have the final say on this. As long as they get out and attend meetings and petition, they're going to have as much say as the board, and that's, you know, and that's the way government works in New England, and also in a lot of the small towns in New York. These boards can guide things up to a certain point and vote, but then it's up to the voters, if they want to get in and petition and vote on it.
Exactly. And Jen had told me, you know, she had been receiving phone calls and emails that she was just personally fielding, as well as encouraging people to show up to these meetings to hear all points. And, you know, she's very open to listening to people in different perspectives. So I think that's a wonderful thing about the community as well.
We're speaking once again with Thorin Christendatter from Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and free pickup throughout the area. So now you're working on the May issue, and I think that everybody is getting ready for June and July and August, after a long winter, coming out of COVID after 2 years. I mean, it's probably an exciting time. It's going to be a very busy time for you at Main Street Magazine, because I have a feeling there's just going to be a lot of things that are happening that you're going to be covering.
For sure. We've already started planning out through, I have our big story already planned out for June, which will be exciting. I'm not even going to give a sneak peek about what it is, but we have a number of our June stories already being worked on. I've got feelers out for July and lots of ideas for it. So I haven't gotten quite as far as August. And again, pardon my voice. But we're excited for the summer, of course, and see what comes of it.
Yeah, we were sitting down at a meeting on last Friday, talking about, okay, what's coming up this summer? That is, May, June, July, and August, and what events are coming up? So it's going to be interesting to play. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let you rest your voice now, so you can
thank you,
so you can continue to talk the rest of the day, and we'll check with you next week, Thorin.
Sounds good. I hope my server will be up again.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thorin Christendatter, Main Street Magazine. And once again, normally you can find them at mainstreetmag.com on the web, but their server's having problems. And you can always find them for free pickup throughout the tri-state region at various locations.